Ron Miller, the executive director of the Alaska Redistricting Board, died suddenly on Sunday. He was 65 years old. Miller spent the past 35 years in Alaska and has served under several governors. He worked as an international trade specialist under Governor Steve Cooper and served as executive director of the Alaska Industrial and Export Authority under Governor Frank Murkowski. Miller also served as executive director of the Alaska Energy Authority. Miller gained the respect of those he worked with. Taylor Bickford is deputy director of the Alaska Redistricting Board.
Ron was an absolute pleasure to work with. He's one of the hardest working people I've ever met. He's just completely dedicated to public service and to doing the best job he could, you know, no matter what the task in front of him was. And he had sort of an electricity about him, and he led by example. Those of us who had the opportunity to work for him in this process and the many, many Alaskans who have worked with him in the past just know him as a very thoughtful and honest, hardworking guy.
Bickford says he and the redistricting board members were shocked by the news of Miller's death.
We met as staff this morning, and our chairman flew in, and we took some time this morning to just reflect on the whole thing and kind of share some memories about Ron, and that was helpful. And I can tell you everyone's very sad. For as sad as we are, we know that, it's his family that, is really at a loss here, and we just, our thoughts and prayers are with them, and he loved his family very, very much, so we know that that's where the real impact is, but just his colleagues and friends, it's been difficult.
Miller leaves a wife, Oksana, and two children, Katya and Kolya. Miller's work for the redistricting board is considered crucial, according to Bickford.
But, we all feel sort of lucky that he was able to guide the process, to where we are today. And we've got a great staff. We've got a great board. We all feel like the best way to honor him is to just, see this process out. And today we're still grieving, but we know that we're prepared largely because of Ron's leadership to get the job done in the end.
The board's final redistricting plan is expected to be ready on June 14th.